Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Revi Avemor, begin the Parsha Samoadim. Start with Shabbos, Sheshes Yomim, Te'osem, Melacha. Whole discussion there in Ramban, is Shabbos part of the Moadim, it's not part of the Moadim. Ayin Sham, the Gemara in Arachan, and Daf Yod, Shabbos, Lovikri Moed. Rabbita is in Medim, we begin with Pesach, and we start with the Sfira Sa'omer cycle, Svartham, Chamacharasa, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbosos, Timios, Tiena. We come to Shavuos. And then right in the middle of the Moadim, before we begin the cycle of the Yom Noraim, which the Ramban refers to as in Yanam Echad, Bechapara Sa'avonos, so we have the Pasuk at the conclusion of Revi, V'kutzirchem b'skitzir ha'artzichem, lo sechala pe'asadcha b'kutziracha, v'leket kitzircha lo selokei, v'ani v'lager tazobu samani Hashem elokeicha. So, the Ibn Ezra says the simple smichos ha'parshios, we were just talking about Shavuos, the preceding Pasuk, Ukrasam Etzem Ayom Azah, notice the usage of the term Etzem Ayom Azah, which appears both in the context of the Karban HaOmer and the Shtei Halacha, for a different time. Ukrasam Etzem Ayom Azah, the Etzem Ayom Azah is always a very significant expression in Mikra, in the context of Yom Kippur, in the context of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bersmila, Noach, Mises Moshe Rabbeinu. Ukrasam Etzem Ayom Azah, Mikra Kodesh, Yelacham, Komlech, Savodah, Lo Sa'asu, so the Ibn Ezra says, we're talking about the Chag HaKatzir, we're talking about Shavuos. So we're reminded of Akutchachem as Ketir Artzachem, the Din of Peya, the Din of Laket, etc. La'ani b'lager tazobosam, ani Hashem b'lkechem. The Ramban is a different idea. The Ramban thinks that it's going back to Reishis Ketirchem, La'koi, and the Reishis Ketira. The fact is, Me'achel Chermesh Bakama, that the Ketira Sa'omer is a matir, you're not allowed to do a Ketira prior to that. And that's a din prati when it comes to the Ketira Sa'omer. You might think that the mitzvah saseh, Shebo, is docha any din of peya or laket. So the Ramban writes, Nachon Beinai Kivukuchacham is Ketira Tzachem Rembez, the Ketira Nizkar Rosh Aparsha, Yomar Kshitavo Al Arat, to Ketartem is Sa'omer, Reshit Ketircham, Lo Sechala, Pa'asa Sada, Ahu, Letzerecha Omer. Below to laket halaket lomar shlo sidcha mitzvah sahi, or mitzvah he rather as halavin ha'ela. Okay, so that's another perspective. But Rashi seems to have the most fascinating view of them all. Rashi says, to some extent, based on the Teiras Kohanim, so Rashi says, of a kutzrachem chazar v'shina, referring to the fact that in Parshas Kedoshim, we have kutzrachem as Ketir Azachem, Alos Achala Pass Adchal Liksor, Veleket Ketir Chalos Lakate, Becharmecha Alos Olel, Feres Feret Karmecha, etc. Laniv Lager Tazobosam. So Chazar Vishina Lavor Lem Bishne Lavin. And then Amar Avdim, Rabbi Yosef, Mara Kosov, Lidin Bamsa Regalim, Pesach, Retas Mikan, Roshan Yom Kippur, Mikan. Velam Dachash Kol Nosin, Leket Shechol Peyavani, Keroi, Malinov Akosov. That's based on the Torah's Kohan. So Rashi says that the Chazar Vishina is Lavar Lam Bishnei Lavin. You're familiar with my Derech, that Lavar Lam Bishnei Lavin is not only a quantitative statement, but usually qualitative. What I'd like to suggest to Shitas Rashi is that there are two dinim with respect to Laket, Shichcha, Peya. One of them is in Parshas Kedoshim, in the context of general dinim in Adam L'chaveiro, we have right there in that context, Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, Lo Sikal Lo Cheresh, Lo Siknovu, Lo Sikachashu, Ish Bamito, Lo Sashokis Reachav, Lo Sikzol, etc. So, part of the rubric of Ben Adam L'chaveiro is not only not to be a scoundrel, but a person has to be generous. So the regular did of Matnosani. But now here, Be'emtza HaMoadim, borrowing to a certain degree, though admittedly going off a little bit in a different direction, a little bit less about the Beis HaMikdash than Rav Avdimi, but, you know, in other words, taking that basic idea, right, Am Rav Dimi, Rav Yosef, Ma'ra, Kasav, Litnei Be'emtza Regalim, is that there's a second day when it comes to Leket, Shechacha, and Peya, Perit Novelos, is the relationship with the Moadim. As the Pasuk says in the Chamya, V'shulchu Manos, Leinachol Nao, the idea of the Rambam of Simchas Mitzvah versus Simchas Kreiso, Mishadol Daltos Chatero, on Perek Vav of Vilchos Yamtiv. The Rambam reiterates it, of course, Kol Tikkun Rabbanon came to Raisa Tikkun in the context of Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah, in terms of the priority given to Matanos of Yonim. And indeed, so with respect to the Regalim, there's a Din Prati, that we have to reiterate the idea of Matnos Aniyim specifically within that context. So it's not a situation of Mishanoel Daltos Chatzero. I think that's a Lav Orlem Bishnei Lavin. Right, the Torah places in the context of the Moadim to say that there's really two different elements here. One of them is a straight in of Matnos Aniyim, the other is in terms of the Kedusha Sazman, and the opportunity to participate in Kedusha Sazman to ensure that everybody is taken care of. Of course, we have an even more specific manifestation of this with respect to Maos Chitin, Matzos Yochal, Yeshiva Sayam, in the tradition of the Gaon that we've spoken about so often in the past. But be that as it may, the Din Prati, Lav Orlein Bishnei Lavin, one of them Mitzad Matnos Aniyim Bichlal, and then, of course, a separate Din with respect to a Kiyum in the Moadim, and on the one hand, Pesach and Shavuos Mikan, and Mitzad Sheni, we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, V'Chag, right in the middle, to make the point that the Regalim can only properly be fulfilled, especially Din of Simchas HaRegel, in the sense of being Lifnei Hashem, if we are able to fulfill V'Kutrecha Meskitir Arzucham Lo Sechala Pasadcha V'Kutrecha, Lake Kitircha Lo Selake La'ani L'Lager Tazov Osa Mani Hashem Elokecha.